Hey guys, this is Leah.
This is Samuela.
And we are the Late Bloomies. Woo! This is our first episode on this podcast.
You know, and we're just like trying to get you guys, let you guys know who we are.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. If you are a late bloomer, you should be listening to this.
This is for you.
This is for you.
This is the podcast for you.
So in this podcast, we're just going to be hanging out, just talking about life as a late bloomer, mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, but we've been saying late bloomer. I'm pretty sure we should, like, maybe define
what's a late bloomer. Yeah, what's a late bloomer?
Yeah.
Anyone who hasn't had experience, uh-huh. That experience.
Yeah, like experience in love.
Yeah, love, relationships.
Maybe still live at home with their parents.
Exactly.
You know. I guess things that would be the stereotypical, like, structure of how you're supposed to.
Exactly. And when you're not there, that's basically what a late bloomer is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just wanted to, like, why are you a late bloomer somewhere?
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah. I consider myself a late bloomer because I've never, ever in my life, 26 years. No, I'm not 26 years. Oh, my gosh. 25 mm-hmm. years of my life, been in a relationship. I mean, I've had opportunities mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. but it just never worked.
I've never held a man's hand, and I am 25? Wait, am I 25? Wait. Am I 26?
You're 25.
Bro, I forgot how old I am at this point,
wait,
but...
Wait, no, you're 26.
Am I? Oh, my gosh.
Your birthday came...
No, I'm still 25.
You're 26.
No way.
Yeah, your birthday's in April.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot. Bro, when I go to the doctor's office, and they ask me, wait, how old are you just for the ID? Because when I go to with my siblings, uh-huh. they have to make sure I'm an adult. Uh-huh. So I'm like, they ask me, how old are you? I'm like, how old was I again? And I forget my age. Like, I don't even remember. I stopped counting after 23.
No, facts. Like, after that, it doesn't count.
No, I don't remember.
I'm
I've completely forgotten my age.
Literally.
So I'm not counting. Other people are counting for me.
After 21, mm-mm. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at that point.
I'm just getting older.
I'm just, you know.
I'm just a year older. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old, but I'm just older.
Oh my gosh. But, like, honestly, being 25 mm-hmm. or 26.
26.
And not holding a guy's hand. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm not better. I held a guy's hand for the first time this year. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
This year. Because, like, I don't know about you, but uh-huh. holding hands is just such an intimate thing.
It
to
is?
Do.
For really? Me.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because my hands get sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
And then holding somebody's hand is just like, it makes it even sweatier. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Honestly?
And I did it for the first time, and it was.
But did you like it?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, the hands are getting hot. I'm like, oh, it's supposed to be this
maybe
hot.
Maybe in winter it's best.
Yeah,
because it's cold, yeah. And you're like, okay. But in summer, holding hands is a bit
too much. It's very steamy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially like, cause I exude heat. I'm just mm-hmm. a very hot person.
But honestly, I look at, like, couples, mm-hmm. like, and I see them, like, hugging and then cuddling and I'm, like, just doing PDA mm-hmm. outside in public. Mm-hmm. I just don't see myself doing that.
Same.
I can't imagine myself, like, doing that.
But it's probably because we haven't been in it for so long that the idea of us doing it just seems so...
Ever. Not so long. Ever. I've never. Exactly. Ever. Then,
ever.
No.
Like, the fact that we never did ever, it just feels like such a... out of body, like, I just can't
exactly, like, at this point I'm even like, do I even want to date,
like
I'm honestly getting scared, like I'm like losing interest gradually more.
Yeah.
I'm like,
maybe you just haven't met the right person that makes you want to do the
maybe
things.
Maybe, but like,
I don't know,
our standards high. Is that why we're late bloomers?
Yes, I
really?
Feel like a lot of late bloomers just have really high standards.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
I think so. It's either because maybe we didn't get any picked, or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. We didn't get picked in high mm-hmm. school or middle school.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, same.
You know,
same.
And then usually late bloomers do have a little glow up, or if mm-hmm. they didn't, their personalities are more appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
when we do get opportunities, the stuff we observed
mm-hmm.
make us know, okay, this is not what I want. This is what I want.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not interested
mm.
in guys who are interested in me.
Wait,
does that
what?
Make sense?
What?
No, like, as soon as a guy sees me as a woman,
uh-huh.
and
what?
He's like, looking at me a certain way, I feel uncomfortable. Really? I feel so uncomfortable.
Or maybe you're just not used to those kind of feelings, so you don't know
how. Or maybe it's just the guys that I attract are just a bit weird.
Maybe.
But it's just like, when I get looked at and like, I remember at HEB, right? Mm-hmm. It, recently, this guy just... HEB, he works at HEB, right?
He works at HEB.
Yeah, he was moving the carts.
Okay.
And I was... Bro, I looked messy that day. Like, bro, I was... It's always the days where I'm not even wearing, like... I'm wearing my pajamas.
Like, and the days where you don't care, right?
Yes, and then when I actually care, nothing happens.
That's so weird. That's such a weird phenomenon. Because I've heard a lot of people say that.
Like, why does that happen?
I don't know.
I'm like, but I'm not even trying this. And then...
Like, you're your most natural state, and then that's when you get the tension.
Maybe. That could be.
And it's not even for people you want, either.
Exactly. Okay, back to the HEB thing. Sorry for jumping.
Yeah, let's go back.
Like, okay, so he was like... He just came up to me and he was like, can I have your like number? And I was like, sorry, I have a boyfriend. I use that excuse all the time. I use it all the time. I can't think of anything else. What boyfriend, right? What boyfriend? It's the perfect excuse. But it's just that I don't know. I don't say it. It's not
follow,
like the guy
did
wasn't.
Did he follow up with like, oh, does that mean you can't have friends or something?
Yeah,
like
he did. They always say that. They always say that line. They always say that. But you know, I'm like, brother, no, I'm sorry. Can't do that. And it's just like. Honestly, it wouldn't hurt to try it out, but then just
like actually like
putting in that work. I just
actually following through and like
do it. I'm like, do I want to? But then I'm like, no, it's just not in my comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, if it was like gradual and I know the guy and I'm like talking and then it just turns. First. I think it's because I watch too much K dramas.
Yes. I think that's what it is.
It is. It's
not a fairy tale love
exactly.
story. That's what we are.
You know how they start off not liking each other and they either work together or they're doing like this and it's just casual and then they just start liking each other? Yeah. I want that story. I don't want this guy just coming up to me and give me your number. Like I don't
like, get to like know that. Me as a person first.
Yeah, I think like, I don't like those kinds of like
it's just based off of like on physically attracted.
Yeah, physically.
To see
mm-mm.
Boom.
Mm-mm.
Like what if you and then I don't know, 30 minutes later after talking to me, you're like, ugh.
Exactly. You know? So it's just like,
This is why our standards are high, because we know what to live for. And to me, that's a good thing.
And we know what we like. We know what we like. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
That's
but they're just nowhere thing. In existence. They don't exist.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, that's what it is. It's because we just have... Maybe it's like in our vicinity where we live in.
Exactly. Maybe. And we're not actively going out of our way to find them.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
That is the problem.
I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. I'm at home a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. I'm always at home.
Right. I work from home.
That's where they are. They're probably at home too.
They're outside.
Yeah, they're probably at home too.
Right? What if our meant to be people are like also late bloomers?
Oh my gosh, that could be the case. Really? But I wouldn't mind a late bloomer guy. I wouldn't mind a late bloomer guy.
So
you prefer a guy with experience?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Because I don't want us both to be inexperienced and we're both like, should we hold hands?
Oh my gosh.
If he's like, I feel like if he's more experienced, he can like, I guess, take the lead.
Take the lead?
I prefer somebody to take
the lead. I don't mind taking the lead.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But I don't know. I don't prefer like... younger
you
like
prefer
immature
younger?
No oh, okay. Not like younger, like a little bit immature. Not all young guys are immature, but like I'm just
maybe not
I don't
younger,
prefer
but, like immature. You don't prefer
yeah immature guys. I don't prefer that. I prefer I've noticed that I like older guys. Guys, I don't know why I whispered that, but I feel like no. Honestly, I had a dream 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
And it was about meeting my dream guy. I don't know who. I don't remember how he looked like.
So he's your dream
but
guy.
But for some
dreams?
Reason, in my dream, I fell in love with the guy in my dream.
Okay.
And he was in Bali.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is some kind of like sign to go and
like,
find him there.
Should you get like? Tickets to go
maybe
to Bali, like,
that's what I'm saying
this summer.
I was like but he was in Bali, so I was like is this like a I wrote it down in my journal, so like if I go to Bali I'm just gonna.
Was he like a guy that was from Bali or was he like
I was in Bali
okay.
In my dream.
Okay,
so that's why I was like okay I'm in Bali, and then I met the guy there.
Is he from Bali?
I think so. He was living there, and I was living there too in the dream.
Oh,
so we were like neighbors.
Is this like a fortune like
that's
oh,
what I
future?
Think it could be. If it
Whoa,
is,
that's crazy.
If it is, oh my gosh.
Your dream guy must be in Bali then.
Maybe.
Hey, this means that you have to eventually move to Bali.
That's what I want. That's the dream.
Perfect.
Honestly, I would want to live in Bali.
Really?
It looks so beautiful there.
Well, name your top five places you want to live in.
Okay. I would say Thailand.
Okay.
I like Thailand. I think it's so pretty there.
Bali's in Thailand.
Don't fact me. I have no idea. I have no, probably. Hey, I don't know my geography. I failed that class, so. I failed that class. I remember when I was in this Uber guy's, like, this Uber driver's car, right? He was bringing me to Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And then he was telling me, like, he was asking me where I was from. And I was like, I'm from here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, your mom. Where's your mom from, right? I was like, yeah, she's from Japan. And then he's like, oh, I've been to this part of Japan. And then is it north of this? I'm like, bro, don't ask me if it's north. I don't know. I don't know the geography of anything. Like, this is so sad.
First of all, you're from here, so how am I supposed to know what's happening there?
Exactly. Like, I have no idea. God. Do not fact check me on this stuff. Oh. But okay. Top three would be like Thailand. Okay. I don't know. Singapore has been on my mind.
Singapore is nice.
Right?
Yes.
Singapore.
But they're also very strict.
Oh, yes, they are?
I don't know if this is true or not, but I think there's like a law where you can't be throwing like trash or litter the ground.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's right? Nice.
Exactly. Like,
taking care of their, you know, environment. That's nice. Singapore. Okay, that would be second. Okay. Korea third. I think Korea is just fun. I feel like it would be fun.
Yeah.
You go to any like cafe, or they have like cute cafes and all that stuff.
They have like a lot of, just not even just cafe, restaurants, mm-hmm. little things you can actually hang out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't know if I would live there long term. Mm-hmm. Just to hang out, I would just maybe live there for like 2 years.
Okay.
Because my final destination I want to live in is like where there's lots of trees. Oh. I want to live in the country kind of
vibe. Oh, are we the same person?
You want to live?
Yes.
You want to live in the like around trees surrounded?
Yes. I want to live like have a little farm.
Me too.
Just have a bunch of cows and chickens everywhere.
Me too.
I'm just like, you don't have like a porch with the rocking chair?
Oh my gosh, that's the dream. Honestly, because I was like, do I want to live near the ocean? And I was like, no, I can't. I noticed that when I'm by the ocean or something, I feel like a bit sick for some reason.
Oh.
So I'm like, it's not me then. It's not me. Probably I can't live by the ocean.
Okay.
So for me, it's mountain, like trees. Mm. I have to be there. Oxygen. And I want my form. Exactly. Mm. I would like a river nearby.
Mm.
You know, my water supply.
Water source.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay.
That's my dream though.
I feel that though. That makes sense.
The house in the forest.
Yeah. Bro, that sounds just so peaceful.
Right?
A house in the forest. Maybe, like, if you live with your significant mm-hmm. other, or maybe mm-hmm. not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, have a bunch of little animals, critters everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about it is that I don't do bugs.
Oh, yeah. Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are, really annoying me right now.
Bro, the mosquitoes here... is crazy.
It's like they're becoming smarter or something.
I don't know.
Because like they are actually like when you try to get them, they mm-hmm. hide for a second. They hide. The mosquitoes I've been, you know, around my house,
uh-huh.
they hide.
Or maybe that's just them surviving.
It could be that.
Maybe they're
like,
evolving.
They're evolving. They're definitely evolving. Because there was a mosquito in my room, right? It was hiding underneath my desk, waiting. I saw it. It was hiding underneath. I was like swishing my arm everywhere. Wait, it was hiding. Waiting for the right moment, underneath my desk, just looking, and I saw it. I was like, this mosquito. And then, guess what? I got bit.
What if it by was a hunting you?
It could be. I got bit by a mosquito on my eye last night.
Last night?
Last night. Mm-hmm. But I have this, like, mosquito patch, like this. So you put it where you got bit, and then it just goes away.
You lying? They have that?
Japanese items have everything. What? It's a Japanese, like, mosquito patch. I'm like, dang. What?
They have something for everything.
They have everything.
That's amazing.
I love Japanese that. Products. They're just that. So cool.
I'm telling you. Because, like, when you see all the YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
like the different technologies in, like, Japan, I'm mm-hmm. like... are they living in, like, 25th century? Like, what?
It's honestly.
It's so cool.
Bruh. Wait. We've been talking about late bloom.
Oh, yeah.
We have been... We jumped from what topic to what topic?
I don't even remember.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I don't even know. Bruh. But, like, I remember what we're supposed to be talking about is why we think we're late bloomers.
Oh, yes, exactly. Okay. Back to the point. About that.
Yeah. So, like, one of the things that makes me late bloomers is dating, but there's also mm-hmm. other things. Like, mm-hmm. what makes you a late bloomer?
Definitely dating. Dating? Like, come on. I have not, like mm-hmm. I said, held a guy's hand.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay.
Nothing. I don't even think I've actually had, like, a deep conversation with a guy.
Facts. They're kind of weird creatures.
I mean, honestly.
Mm. I mean, if there's any guys listening, I mean, not bad. You,
no, guys are late bloomers, too. They're yeah. late bloomer guys, you know? Yeah. They might think we're weird. So, yeah. you know, both sides both of the sides argument. Of you, though. But, like, honestly, together. I think it's just, I don't know. Like, I've never had, like, a male friend. Mm. So that's why probably why it's a bit awkward, like, talking with guys. Because I have brothers, but, like, that's not the same.
It's not the same way.
It's because, not. Like,
with a male friend, they could have the potential of, like, I guess, liking you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because usually guys will be friends with girls that they're attracted to.
In some way, right?
Yes.
Unless they're, like, really, like, childhood friend, like, brothers in that sense.
That one just family. At that point, you're family.
Right? But, like, I've never... Mm-hmm. Even when I was younger, I don't remember having, like, a male friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Me either.
Honestly, if I had one, I feel like I wouldn't be this awkward.
Facts.
Around guys. Facts. Right?
Yes.
I'm just, like, so awkward.
I don't know why. They're humans just like us.
But honestly, I'm like, what would I even talk... What do I talk That's about with a male friend?
Yeah.
Like, what would I talk about?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Like, there's topics no I can talk about. I feel like they would have to be either more feminine. Mm. Like, a feminine guy, mm-hmm. we could probably talk about more stuff. Mm. But, like, you know, like...
I mean, but, like... There are also some other things you could talk about, like, maybe, like, we both like anime, but then you get all those, no offense, those weird anime people.
I'm that anime people. Why are you trying to say?
When do you start acting the little anime things in real life?
Oh, God.
It sounds a bit much.
Oh, but, my
God! I love anime too. Mm-hmm. Or you talk about I don't know, traveling, or talk about the beach.
Maybe I just need more experience in life. If I have more experience in life, I think then you would have more talking topics with people.
But I don't see you as, when I see you talk to guys, I don't see you as awkward.
Really?
Yes.
I'm either a really good actor.
You're a very charismatic person.
I'm really a good actor. Let me just say that. I am a very good, I'm good at showing when I'm not, you know.
I would never notice. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like these days, though, like, I think before, my hand would really shake. When there was, like, a guy, for example, at the tapioca place, right? Mm-hmm. And he's taking my order. Mm-hmm. My hand would shake.
Are you serious?
When I'm getting the receipt.
Even like, if he's cute or, like, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't, well, I think it would matter if he's cute. I think. If it's someone like a zero, I'm not attracted to at all, then probably. But if I'm like somewhat attracted, then my hand would definitely shake. And I remember my hands would shake when I received the receipt, and I would be like shaking when I signed the thing. So I would be like, and he's so like, nervous.
Why is this girl,
I know, who is this? What is this girl like? She's so weird. Is she okay?
No, you just make me nervous.
I know. I would honestly be like that, and I would just look away, I couldn't look in the eye before. I could not look at people.
Eye contact. Ever. Oh my gosh. Eye contact is kind of scary.
It is.
It really is.
It is. But these days, I think I've just gotten better because I'm like, okay, they're just people. Like, honestly, it's not that serious.
Literally. Because, you know. You don't know. People might get nervous when they're talking to you.
Yeah, that's no way.
Girl.
There's no way. No. There's no way.
There are people who get nervous when they talk to you.
To me.
Yes.
Hex no way.
Yes. Yes.
I don't see
every
them.
Person. I can't even think. Every person, you make somebody nervous. I'm gonna let y'all know.
What?
You make somebody, every single person. Yes.
Heck no.
You're probably somebody's dream girl.
Hey, that's a lie. Mm. That's a lie. That's you, someone.
That's not a lie. It's not a lie. It's fact.
There's no way.
It's fact.
I don't see it.
It's fact. It's statistically facts. Because for every person, you're probably... Well, at least one person.
But we have to be someone's one,
dream.
Right?
Yeah.
We have to be someone's dream person, at least for us. We have to be someone's one.
It's statistically inevitable for you not to be someone's,
you know, dream person.
There's like, how many? 7 billion people in the world? 8 billion? I don't know.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of people.
Would you prefer, when you're like dating, do you want to be more attracted to the guy? Or do you want the guy to be more attracted to you?
More attracted to me.
More attracted to you?
Yes.
Honestly, I'm like, I don't know about this question.
Because, like, I feel like, I don't know. That's a very what's the word? Vulnerable thing to like somebody so much, and if they don't like you as much, I don't know. For a girl, at least, it's just like it's too vulnerable for me. And my heart would be broken. But I feel like if a guy likes you more, I'm telling you, it just works better.
I see.
I feel like
the dynamic.
I feel like it works better because they would naturally want to take care of you and all that stuff, or whatever you want. It will just like mesh well together.
Exactly.
But if like the girl likes the guy more.
If the girl likes the guy more.
Yeah, I feel like you feel the guy will be more prone to cheating.
Oh, really? Yes. That could... Well, I do hear those stories. Yeah. I do hear those stories. For me, I want a balance. Like, I don't want him to be obsessed with me. Like,
okay, yeah.
That would be... I don't want him to be obsessed with me. I don't want the guy, like, calling me every single, you know, second.
Oh, yeah, that's
too much. I don't like that. And I'm not, like, a texter or, like, a caller.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely not
a texter. Yeah, definitely. Someone knows. This girl... She sends a text message. I reply the next day.
Oh, my God. I'm like, she really is such a bad texter.
Oh, my God, I'm such a bad texter.
Don't even think about calling her, because she's probably asleep.
Honestly, I'm probably not awake. Like, don't call me. I'm not awake.
Or she's probably dropping her siblings somewhere or something. She's not
available. Honestly, I am just not available. I really am. But it's just so bad. Like, I just don't like texting.
Mm.
And then that's the thing about dating. Like, I would not be a good texter.
You have to talk to them.
I do not want to... You be there. Like, honestly, for the my ideal relationship that I'm imagining, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that we're comfortable with each other.
Okay.
But you do your own thing. Okay. And I do my own thing. But we see each other.
That's healthy.
Right? We just see each other. Uh-huh. You know, I don't want a guy that's always at home with me.
I mean, but then that means he has no job. He's always at home.
I know. But, like, you know where some, like, guys really want to be with their girlfriend? They want to go places, like, together like all the time. Like, yes. I cannot do clingy.
Okay.
Like, that is, I just feel really awkward with that. I don't,
I feel like that's like a lot of late bloomers idea, because we're so used to being by ourselves.
Yes, and we're comfortable. We're too comfortable with ourselves sometimes.
Yes. So like, as somebody who comes and impose their presence.
Yeah, it's a bit too much.
Zone. It's a lot.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, so I feel like that's pretty that's a common thing I've heard amongst like a lot of
late bloomers.
Yes. It's not just about like, it also doesn't also have to do with just like, I guess like no, because there are some extroverted.
Never mind. There are some like a whole bunch of types. Different of types late of late bloomers, right?
Another, what would another type be
of a late bloomer?
Yeah, like not just relationship.
Oh,
maybe like your purpose in life, like
maybe that.
Yeah, like
just, you know, they don't go out and experience stuff, so they're like late to, how do you say, experiencing things that supposedly a lot of people already go through at a certain age.
I was thinking more so like you know, some people have their life like planned, they already know what they're gonna do. Like for example, for me, I've a lot of people I know or friends, they already have their dream jobs, living by themselves, going on vacations,
exactly, like,
and I just feel like I'm still a teenager,
honestly. I see some of my friends just drinking like champagne and enjoying like, what, we're the same age? Like
you're in where? What? Mexico? I can't even go to Dallas by myself,
bruh. I've never, like, can you imagine being in one place
like
and not traveling on? I never traveled on my own. Like, that's crazy.
Or just for me, travel, period.
Yes. Like, that, like we're just, like, late to these kinds of things.
Yes. And I feel like everybody is moving, I guess, or moving up the next tier of life. Adulthood. And I'm still, like, I guess, in tier one.
I know, thinking of marriage, kids.
Right? Like, I don't know. I just feel like...
I'm not even at that point of thinking of kids. Yeah. Like, I might as well be an auntie. Yes. Auntie at this point, because... Because
at this point, I don't know. But I mean, when I was younger, I had this plan set for myself. I was like, by 21, I'm going to be married.
Okay, that's how me and you are different. Like, that's how me and you are different. I never had marriage as my ideal.
My ideal is getting married. I wanted to be married by 21. 23, I have like at least two kids. 24, I'm going to use house. That was my dream.
See, this is me. I'm an older sister, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of younger siblings, mm-hmm. right? So I feel like I had to help in raising them a mm-hmm. bit.
So you really
I don't want to be a mom that fast. Like, that's a bit too much right now. I cannot. My younger sister, she's still mm-hmm. in elementary school.
I thought she was in middle school.
No. She's going to fifth grade.
What?
Yes. She hasn't graduated yet. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Still.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I know. So I'm like, bruh.
And then your other two siblings are high school?
Okay, one is in high school, yeah. And the other one graduated, so.
Wow. Time flies by so mm-hmm. fast.
And then my younger sibling, my younger who just graduated high school, already had experience with two girlfriends. And me, zero.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah, that is definitely a topic for another day. We're going to talk about how our siblings passed us.
Yes.
You know?
By far.
Exactly. Like, this is just... That's one topic to talk about.
But I feel like as late bloomers, mm-hmm. I just wanted to say this first and foremost. It's mm-hmm. okay to be a late bloomer.
Yeah, it's okay to be a late bloomer.
Everybody has their journey. Everybody mm-hmm. has the pace at which they go on. Mm-hmm. And it's just the pace that you're meant to go on.
Exactly.
So don't ever compare yourself to other
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Don't ever
You know what? Yourself. We're trying to change, like...
The stigma
behind being a late bloomer. It's not a bad thing. A lot of people are late bloomers in different senses, you know?
So some people move faster than others.
Exactly. We're all late bloomers in a sense.
We really are.
Right?
Like, even, like, think about it. Even if, like, okay, in high school, mm-hmm. Let me think about it. Mm-hmm. If you have a job and you work in corporate or whatever, mm-hmm. and then, like, you're still at the bottom level mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. how many, 5 years, mm-hmm. and maybe somebody who started at the same time as you is mm-hmm. already, like, a manager mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Eventually, you'll get to where you're going, mm-hmm. or you just haven't found your purpose yet.
Exactly.
Hopefully what I said made sense.
It made sense. It made sense. We're all trying to find our purpose in life, you know? Not everyone has the answer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being slow or late in life doesn't mm-hmm. mean it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you're just a late bloomer. And it's okay. Yes. You will bloom eventually.
I'm probably the best looking, beautiful, most audacious
exactly.
flower ever.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Still beautiful too as a bloom, you know? A late bloom, so.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Just go at your own pace. That's all I'm
saying. Going at our own pace.
Go at your own pace.
You know? Yes. So we're just going to be talking about, you know, our life as this.
Yeah, just a different life. It's like a slice of life.
Exactly. A slice of life.
Yeah. If you know what that means.
I know what that means when I read mangas. Yeah. You know, slice of life. Yeah. I read so many slice of life mangas.
So many. Too many.
Oh, gosh. We have to expand on these topics with our mangas and stuff. We watch K-dramas.
Yes. Keep tuned. Because.
Exactly.
We have a lot of topics.
Stay tuned. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is the end of our podcast. Mm-hmm. We're gonna wait for us for episode 2.
Episode 2.
Okay, see you guys later.
Bye, y'all. Bye. The late bloomies are out.
Bye.